This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A day after giving his first primetime address to the nation, President Biden's been meeting virtually with the leaders of Japan, Australia, and India, telling them this morning.
Yesterday, I signed into law the American Rescue Plan to get the American people through this pandemic and kickstart our economy and our economic recovery.
Most Americans will start seeing up to $1,400 in direct payments from that rescue plan soon. Some will see it deposited into their bank accounts over the weekend. Meanwhile, the president's promising COVID shots and possibly July 4th celebrations for Americans.
In his first primetime address, the president marked a year of virus lockdowns, noting the nation collectively suffered and remains bound together by loss. But he's also outlining a return to some normalcy by midsummer.
By July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends, we'll be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood.
He says that depends on all Americans following health guidelines and getting vaccinated when they can. He's directing states to make all adults eligible for shots by May 1st. The nation's expected to have enough doses for them by the end of May. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A man who says he has a very negative impression of Derek Chauvin is now one of the jurors who will decide whether Chauvin is guilty of murder. Six jurors have been seated in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. This morning, they continue choosing jurors. A new report on the number of journalists killed around the world, 65 in the year 2020, many in Mexico and Afghanistan. This report is from the International Federation of Journalists. An AP journalist is under arrest in Myanmar. This is AP News. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo is now facing calls to resign from most state lawmakers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with the latest.
Five women made claims of inappropriate behavior against Governor Andrew Cuomo, but the sixth, an aide who says he groped her last year, has tipped the scales for some lawmakers, including Assemblywoman Patricia Fahey, a Democrat.
Cost me sleep last night. This latest one is a new level.
At least 121 members of the State Assembly and Senate, more than half, according to an AP tally, have said Cuomo can no longer govern and should quit office now. Fahey says it's hard because of his leadership during the pandemic.
It is tough.
Cuomo denies touching anyone, but his acting counsel says she reported the groping allegation to Albany police as a matter of state policy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.